Blog Talk Radio.
There are mornings when you wake up and don't believe you're beautiful. I've seen you stare in the mirror and curse under your breath while your insecurities stare right back at you. I've watched your fingers trace the stretch mark terrain on your stomach. Watch all mind form on your face and listen to your voice erupt into a volcano. All you seem to notice are your physical flaws, and you've told me that there are times when you don't believe that you're beautiful at all. Your inner critic is a plastic surgeon. He's opened a private practice inside of your head. He hacks away at your self-esteem daily, purposely pointing out every wrinkle pressuring you into wanting to look perfect. He's convinced you into believing that weight loss is the only way to look like a perfect man. But I'm here to remind you, woman, that you are God-given gorgeous, and you are beautiful just the way you are. And I don't care about that number on the scale, because no numerical value can ever change how much I love you. So I wrote this poem to remind you that I fell in love with the eternal you, not the external you, and you are wonderfully made. And if you would have asked me what I thought about your hair, I would tell you that your hair reminds me of heavenly clouds hand woven by the Most High. And I don't know why you began to develop those deep-rooted kinks of self-contempt, because I love you even when your hair is unkempt. And if you would have asked me if you look fat or needed to lose any weight, I would tell you that your body is a blessing. Your womanly curves are not a curse, and I know you've gained weight since we first met, but I fell in love with the inner you, so I'm not concerned with the inner you. Your weight and shape does not define your beauty to me. And when I first fell in love with you, I was attracted by your physical frame and the shape of your behind. But throughout time, I've become more attracted to your frame of mind. And if you would have asked me what I thought about the stretch mark on your stomach, I would say nothing. Instead, I would slowly kiss every stretch mark on your stomach until your inner critic committed suicide. Then I would tell you that those stretch marks on you from God, that I should always be grateful to you for giving birth to our children. For me, your womb is a miracle workshop. I love everything about you. So stop allowing self-doubt to diminish your confidence like a vague cream. Stop allowing your inner critic to skin bleach your self-esteem. Now is the time for an extreme mental makeover. Time to perform a tummy tuck on negative thinking. Time to stop clothing yourself and start loving everything about yourself. You are a real woman. Every bump, roll, wrinkle, scar has molded you into becoming the beautiful woman that you are. And since the term fearfully and wonderfully made is written in the Bible, wanting to look like an image other than your own is like worshiping a false idol. There are people who don't want you to believe you're beautiful. Body image bullies who make billions of dollars by using the beauty industry to try and convince women like you that you're flawed. So don't allow these media images, magazine covers, and music videos push you into developing an eating disorder. Stop starving yourself with self-love. My beloved, you are more than your butt, breast, hips, and thighs, those are just your body parts. The biology of your whole being is God's work of art. And there are times when I wish I could silence your inner critic, have us convicted of mental medical malpractice for all the time she's attempted to mutilate your body image. Woman, you are wonderfully made. So until you realize that you're beautiful to me, I'll continue to run my fingers through your hair, kiss your womb, and hug your hips while you stand in the mirror. Everyday romantic rituals to remind you that I love you. You don't need to do anything to be more desirable to me. You've been beautiful since birth, and your outward appearance doesn't determine your inner worth. You're priceless, and I can't defeat your inner critic. That's something that you have to do. But I can't continue to love every ounce of your being until you start seeing that the best-kept beauty secret is already inside of you. Woman, you are wonderfully made. Wonderfully made.
Good evening and welcome to the Friday Nightcap. I am your hostess, Imaj Alday, and also my co-hosts, Taylor Danes and Thomas Carr, are here this evening. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm chilling.
I hope that you all have had a wonderful week.
I sure did.
Oh, thanks. How do you do? So, tonight we will be discussing the wonderful poem by Mr. Kyrie called Wonderfully Made, a suggestion from Taylor. So, Yay. So we're just going to kind of jump into that this evening. So Taylor, please expand on your question that you had, that you have this evening.
Okay. Now, the poem was basically saying that you should love your body and don't let society tell you that you, you know, if you're a curvy girl or whatever, you know, you shouldn't feel bad about it. However, I think that in a way that the poem itself is saying that it's okay for you to look the way you are and however God made you, which is fine, but there are a lot of women that are curvy, bigger women that are unhealthy. And I think that that's an excuse. It's just, oh, God just made me this way. I am the way I am. When it gets to the point of being unhealthy, it's not okay for you to just be like, I just need somebody to love me the way I am, and I should just be, this is just who I am. No, it's unhealthy, and you should do something about it. That was my thing with the poem. Like, I get what he's saying, but if you're on that road to being unhealthy, then no, it's not okay, and they shouldn't love you the way you are. You should love yourself more to know that this is unhealthy and I shouldn't be doing it.
Okay. So you're feeling as if, so the question is what?
It's not really a question. It's more of a statement. Like, I think that, yeah, you should love the way you are and you should love your curves and everything else. But if it's unhealthy, meaning that your doctor said, hey, listen, this is unhealthy, you need to drop this weight, then that's what you should do. And you shouldn't rely on the whole, oh, well, this is the way God made me and somebody should just love me the way I am. No, that's not the case.
I think for me, I kind of saw it differently. I see where you're coming from, where it becomes unhealthy, but not, I look at it as this, anybody, just because somebody's overweight doesn't make them unhealthy. You know what I mean? Society has said you are supposed to be this way, and that way. You're supposed to be skinny, and you're supposed to be, if you're 5'1", you should be 109 pounds. No, it's just, everybody's not made like that. And so,
I absolutely agree.
And so, I think that you just kind of read kind of too deep into that one, that thing there. Because it's just about pretty much just, yes, love the skin that you're in, but when you love the skin that you're in, you take care of yourself. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying, but it doesn't always go that way. Because I literally see it every day. I take my daughter to school every day. My daughter's classroom is in the back of the school, and you have to walk up a flight of stairs. There are mothers who take their kids to school. They are walking, and they are winded. They don't want to get up the stairs. They're sweating. It's only one flight of stairs, and it's maybe a five-minute walk. And you're winded, and you're sweating. Like, that's unhealthy. But then you turn around and say, like, I'm not changing for nobody. You should love me the way that I am. No, it's unhealthy that in the five-minute walk from the front door to your child's classroom, you're winded and sweating. That's unhealthy. And you should do something about that rather than saying that
honey,
that's just how I am.
I've seen skinny women do that one. I've seen skinny women be huffing and puffing up one flight of stairs. So just because someone's overweight or whatnot doesn't make them out of shape, because skinny women are out of shape.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure are.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I done seen some heifers huffing and puffing. Prime example. I walk all the time. And I remember I went to a birthday party, and I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to this lady, and she's so deep into this magazine that I'm reading, saying, oh, I want to like this woman and this woman. I said, okay, so let's walk around this pond. But it's not even a pond. It's a lake. It's, I know, 3 miles around the lake. Not even 20 steps into it, she's like, oh, I need you to slow down. Lady, you are 125 pounds soaking wet with Tim's on in the middle of the ocean. What are you talking about? So I don't see, I understand that there's people who are overweight and out of shape, but there are skinny people who are of shape and got bare bellies, and you, them that have success trying to get in these waist trainers at this point. Like, they don't want to do what it's supposed to do.
But that's what I'm talking about. It's it doesn't matter if you're big or skinny. It's still unhealthy. Like, it's unhealthy, and women use, oh, you should just love me the way I am, and I should be accepted for what I am as an excuse. No. If it's unhealthy, no, you shouldn't use it as an excuse. You can't say he ought to love me the way I am, and my friends need to accept me the way I am. No, it's unhealthy. Point blank. Period. It's unhealthy. That's how I took it. I took the poem as.
Like, I understand what you're saying, Taylor. And I understand what you're saying, Amaj, because at the end of the day, you both have valid points. You just have to look at it like this. If you're going to be with somebody, you're going to be with somebody, regardless of whatever the situation may be. So at the end of the day, yes, you should take care of yourself, but some people do not take care of themselves, and they feel as though someone should be able to love them no matter what their situation is. So I can't say, oh, okay, yeah, hey, if I know that I like, you know, girls who are more like Rihanna size, why would I go and accept someone who is, you know, Monique size right now? That's not what I would want. So I can't accept that. But if she wants to be Rihanna size and she doesn't want to take care of herself, hey, that's on her personal preference. Nobody else can change that but her, because if she wants to make that decision to be healthy, then she will. You know, but I get what you're saying, though. Everyone should take care of themselves a little bit better. But you got to want to do it. Because if not, it's pointless.
And what I'm saying is that there is a lot of men and women that don't want to. Like, I mean, okay, prime example that I see all the time is, if I'm going to use my neighborhood as an example. Women have maybe, what, your child's, what, 4 or 5? Like, I mean, you're still holding on to that baby weight excuse. Your child is 5. Why? Why are you still holding on to that excuse? Why are you still holding on to it? I'm just going to be like this, and it's okay to just accept me for how I am. I'm unhealthy. I eat unhealthy things. I teach my children the same thing. And society says that because it's politically correct to say, well, you should just, it's okay. No, it's not okay. If your child is 4 or 5 and never had a vegetable ever and they don't eat them, that's unhealthy, and that's, you're teaching your child the same thing that you do. I mean, the people, it's excuses all the way around. Well, this is the way God made me. No, it's not. No, it's not, because you haven't been that size all your life. It's not. You haven't been that size all your life. Okay, you had a baby. You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 11, 15... fine, but you're still holding on to that excuse. Why?
Okay, but that's in some situations, that's not every situation, Because there are some people, like, for instance, there's this girl I know. She has, what, 4 kids? You will not be able to tell that she had 4 kids. Wait, whatever the case may be. Now, some people are really genetically made that way. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you know, if you big bone, somebody in your family is big bone, some way, some shape, somehow. Unless you're changing things on a genetic level, some people really are made that way. You know, like there are people in my family, no matter what, you know, unless you change something in that area, my grandpa was kind of big, my mom was kind of big, I'm kind of big. Same thing with my brother. So it kind of, you know, some people really are made that way. Some women, they carry that weight after they've had their kids. You know, the first kid, you might not have that baby weight. But the second and the third kid, you may have that baby weight, only because that's just the way, you know, your body is at that point in time to support any of the future kids that you may decide that you want to have. You know, so some people really are built like that because that's just the way that their either family is or, you know, their body has become accustomed to having certain types of weights.
Okay, and the people that aren't genetically dispositioned that way, what's their, because I know people that, like, I know men and women that don't have kids, and you just, in literally in months, you've just went from this size to this size to this size to that size, and you continue. Because you're comfortable with saying, well, you should just love me anyway, and this is who I am.
But that's not every person. But for the people that you know, that you are talking about, I mean, no matter what their situation may be, you know, some people vary in their, you know, in their lives. So at some point in time, you got to look at it from this standpoint. If they were always a size 2, and now all of a sudden they're size 7, 8, you know, what changed in their life? Because that's really the answer. That's really the answer at that point in time. If a person, you know, either has significant weight loss or significant weight gain, then it's usually an underlying condition behind that, which usually either is stress, disease, or something along those lines. You know, new addition to the family. You know, not only women gain weight, but men do too. There are some men who actually take on, they get some of those characteristics, like when women get pregnant, they start craving things and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it's different situations with that. I mean, some people who really aren't, you know, who don't have no kids, no relationships, they may be stressed from work. Financial stresses make a person change their eating habits with quickness. It's a million and one different factors that could happen from it.
Okay, I can agree to disagree, because I think that if you want people to love you and people to accept you, you have to make, I shouldn't say it that way, you want people to accept you and you want people to love you, but then you turn around and say, I don't want to understand why this is happening, I don't understand why this is happening. It's like, you can't, like, I'm sorry, if you sleep all day, like you just get up and you just sleep all day and you don't do anything, you don't eat anything healthy, you don't even attempt to exercise, of course you're going to be big. That's what happens.
Well, of course, they go
without saying. So then you can't complain about, when you go in the store, you can't find something in your size. Well, guess what? If you feel like you're having an issue with your weight, then you should do something about it. But don't make me feel like I got to be cool with it just because it's you. No, I think it's unhealthy, and I'm going to tell you it's unhealthy. Like if I watch you
well,
eat bullshit, like
if I
watch you, if I watch you eat bullshit all day long, like real bullshit, like you don't eat nothing, like there's not a green anything at no point in your day, I'm going to say something to you about it. Especially if you're close enough to me, I'm going to be like, oh, really, you're going to eat that? Like, you're just going to continue to eat that?
Well, like, there's nothing wrong with expressing your opinion about, you know, if you feel as though a person is not eating correctly. You know what I'm saying? Because as a friend, that's what you should do. If you feel like someone is, you know, not doing what they need to, then you being a friend, you can address that with them. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, if you're going to be friends with this person, if me and you are going to be friends, if I don't like you dealing with some guy, I'll tell you. But at the end of the day, it's up to you to make that decision.
Exactly.
And it's the same thing with people when they're dieting. So, like, there's nothing wrong with you stating that, oh, okay, yeah, you don't personally agree with their eating habits, but all in all, you don't have to accept their eating habits. If you don't want to be around them when they're eating or whatever they're doing, that's fine. But nobody should make you feel as though, oh, okay, yeah, you're being crucified because they don't agree with you. Because at the end of the day, everyone has a difference of opinion.
I get that. But in the same breath, you can't say, oh, I'm so sick of, you know, I can't find anything in my closet to wear. I can't get into anything. This is then the third. Well, I just watched you eat Chicken Shack breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You didn't eat anything, like there was no type of vegetable. You just sat around the house all day. You didn't even bother to get up to take your kid to school. Somebody else did. You don't pick your kid up from school. You don't do anything else with your other kid. So, I mean, what did you think was going to happen? You don't even take your kids outside because you don't want to play with them outside. So, you are the size you are, and you're upset about it, but you don't want to do anything about it, and then you get upset with everyone else because we can't do anything about it. Like, I'm not going to take you to the gym. I'm not going to take you outside to walk. I'm not going to take you to do anything because you don't want to. And I think that because society is so politically correct that it's just like, it's okay. That's okay. That's what you want to do, that's fine. You don't want to do anything with your kids. You want to sit in the house all day, and they learn their habits from you, so now they're doing the same thing. Now you're wondering at, you know, 9 and 10, why your child is 150 pounds overweight. Maybe it's the example that they see. Maybe it's because my mommy and my daddy don't eat this, that, and the third. They don't do it, so I don't have to do it.
I don't think, here's the thing about that. Because I know somebody whose child is overweight, and it's not because of anything other than the child just likes to eat. You can't say anything about the child, you know, like not always is it the child, you know, being influenced by the parent. You know, yes, children can be influenced, but they still do have their own mind. So that child doesn't like the taste of, like, for instance, so me, I never eat salad and I never will. That's never been something that I had any kind of taste for at all. Even as a child, my mom tried to force me to eat a salad, and it never took. So you can't say, oh, okay, yeah, hey, even if you're influential in your child's life, not everything you do will your child take on to. Because children in their own, they have their own mindset.
I completely understand that. But what I'm saying is, if your child, if you don't even attempt to do it, like I know people, like in my actual life, I can go to their house right now. Their child is 4, 5, and 9, They have never, ever, ever had a vegetable in their life. Meaning, so you mean to tell me that even when they started eating a little pureed jar food, you never thought to say, hey, maybe I should give them a vegetable so they don't eat it. So you never gave it to them so they don't eat it. So now at 4, 5, and 9, they still won't eat it. But what they will eat is Chicken Shack. That's the only thing that they eat. They do not eat home-cooked meals. They do not eat anything else other than chicken wings and fries. So you mean to tell me that's not a parental thing? Like, that's not something that they learned from their parents?
That's an extreme case. That's an extreme case in some situations because not every parent is like that. But what I'm saying is, yes, in that situation, yes, that is the case. In that specific situation, yes, that is the fault of the parent in what their child does. But I'm not talking, like, you're talking specifically about that case. I'm talking about parenting as a whole.
I understand that.
Right.
Everything you give your kids are not going to like. But just because they don't like broccoli doesn't mean that you don't give them any vegetables or you don't teach them about vegetables. Just because they don't like this one thing, you can give them something else. You can introduce them to something else. Oh my God, no, you don't like corn, so I'm just not going to give you anything. And as a parent, your child can't dictate everything to you. So just because you don't like this doesn't mean that I'm just not going to give you any end of the spectrum at all. Like, okay, my daughter, she doesn't like cauliflower. I'm not going to not give her vegetables at all because she doesn't like cauliflower. I'm just going to give her something else. Okay, you don't want to eat it now?
Not every parent is like that.
Meanwhile, you don't even take the time to try to at least teach them or show them, so as they get older, they carry that on too.
Like, you just have to look at it like this. Some people were not fit to be good parents. Some people were meant to be mediocre parents. That's just what they were. And there's nothing more to it.
I think that there are some people that are fit to be mediocre people, and they shouldn't make other people feel bad because they don't want to deal with them or they don't want to be bothered with them or they feel shamed because that's just, you're mediocre. I don't have to deal with you.
Okay, Taylor, it sounds like it's a real personal thing here. I mean,
it's not personal at all
it's
not personal because there's nothing wrong with me.
Sure?
I went to the doctor. I'm absolutely fine. I'm actually below.
Right.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean
weight.
That something didn't happen to you. Somebody didn't say something to you because this sounds.
No.
Like it's,
why would?
Like,
no.
Oh,
there's
okay.
Nobody that would say anything to me. No.
Just saying. That's what it sounds like. Something that you've seen or. You know, something
I just told
in that
you.
Life.
I see this every day. I say out of the 30 mothers that I see in the morning, more than half of them are overweight and unhealthy, and their kids are unhealthy also. Because it's 8:30 in the morning. Why is your kid drinking a soda and got candy? But it's okay because society is PC and. It's just supposed to be okay. So when my daughter says, well, I want soda and I want candy, and I tell her no, they all look at me as if though I got the bubonic plague. But it's 8:30 in the morning. No, I'm not going to give my kids soda and candy first thing in the morning. No. You can look at me funny. You can turn your noses up if you want. That's fine. That's just my preference.
Well, all righty. And this is just me. This is what I thought, you know. For me personally, I wouldn't worry about them. I say this because I went through a situation like that where the mother, her son was always eating junk, and she would always get defensive when you said something about him eating the junk. At that point, I learned to just shut up. Not my kid. I don't care. That's the way I just kind of retained that and just left it as what it is. Because people are going to do what they want to do. And I think just with this particular poem, I think that you had already seen what these women were going through. And this particular poem, I'm not sure if they've ever heard it. They may love themselves, but at the end of the day, if you're eating like this, how much do you love yourself? You know? It's a front for, oh, I love myself. People can say, I love myself all day long and not love themselves. It's only a front. So what this poem was really just saying is saying, hey, yes, love the skin that you're in. And if you look at the women that were in the pictures, they were all different shapes and sizes. But they were curvy women. You know, some people have ailments that don't allow them to be skinny. Like if you have an over, some people, if they have an overactive thyroid, it may cause them to gain weight. It doesn't matter what they eat or whether it's healthy or not, it can cause them to gain weight. So I think it's just more of you never know what's really going on with the person for you to say you don't, I mean, you can say you don't eat healthy. Some people eat because they're unhappy. Maybe they like eating Chicken Shack. Kind of, I like to use that. So I like chicken tenders and little french fries or chicken wings. This is me. I can eat everything. So, but I do eat vegetables. I do eat fruit. I drink smoothies. I do all of that, and I walk. But that's what I do. I can't make anybody else do the thing that I do. You see what I'm saying?
No, I get that, but what I'm saying is you can't, that's what you do, but you can't get mad and you can't put the blame on anybody else. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't say, oh, well, it's not fair that you treat me this way and it's not fair that I get looked at like this and people are fat shaming, but it's like you gotta pick, like, it's one or the other. Like, yeah, you feel some type of way because you're of a bigger person, but at the same time you're not even attempting to do anything about it. So you can't get mad. Like, you can't get mad because you can't get mad at this dude because he don't want to deal with you, not because you're big, but because your habits are unhealthy, and then be like, but I want somebody to love me, but your habits are unhealthy. Like, nobody wants to deal with that. Nobody wants to deal with an unhealthy person. Like, there's nobody in the world that wakes up and says, you know what, I want somebody who has unhealthy habits. Nobody.
Right, but it's not to say that a person won't accept you for who you are. Right, because at the end of the day,
somebody has to lay down with you. Like
some people really, okay, you know, just don't appreciate themselves until somebody else can make them appreciate themselves. And maybe she just wants somebody to say, "Oh, okay, yeah, hey, look, I like you for who you are." And, you know, maybe somewhat down the line, maybe we can start to get healthy together. You know, maybe that's what she needs, is somebody that'll help her do that. Right. Because
why do you have to wait for another person to tell you that, no, this is wrong?
Sometimes
I'm not
understanding
it.
Some people don't get that inspiration until they have somebody with them. That's all it is. Some people don't get inspiration until they have somebody with them. There are some men and women who don't want to do shit until they actually have that person that makes them want to do something. It happens all the time.
That's sad.
You have to look at it like this.
It's human nature.
Hello?
Can y'all hear me?
So you have to look at it like this. Let's just say you were in a relationship with someone and they told you you were fat, you were ugly, you did all this stuff, and they tore down everything that was inside of you. Okay? Now they got you believing you're fat, you're ugly, nobody's ever going to want you, no nothing. Until one day this person comes along and says, you are so beautiful. And they show them how beautiful that they are, and they see all of this, the good in that person, and now you start to feel good about yourself again. It's the same thing. Because somebody has started to love you for you and everything else. And then if they say, hey, let's go for a walk, you're probably more inclined to go for that walk with that person in that part because they're showing you something different. So you can't say just because somebody's overweight, nobody's going to love them. Somebody out
that's
there.
Not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying at all.
But
that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying
in them.
What I'm saying is you have unhealthy habits. You can't get mad and you can't put the blame on me and society saying that it's unfair that we don't, like, society doesn't accept you if you have unhealthy habits, but you want other people, you want everyone else to take the blame but you. Like, you need to be responsible for you. I'm not the one that made you do all of that.
I have a question for you, Taylor.
Yes.
Okay. So, for all of the big girls who were out there at one point in time saying that they couldn't get a man and all this different stuff because of their weight, is this the same? Do you apply that to them as well?
I apply it to unhealthy people, period, whether you're big or you're small, because in the beginning we all stated that there are a lot of skinny people who are unhealthy too. So if you have unhealthy habits,
right. But
to me,
now,
my personal opinion, how you going to ask me a question, I'm answering it, and you're going to overtalk me. In my personal opinion, you can't get upset with me because I decide not to deal with you because of your unhealthy habits. But then at the same time, you want to blame society for your unhealthy habits.
So you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. So you're saying that society is to blame for people and their lack of health.
No.
That's what it sounds like you're saying to me. I let you talk, you let me talk. That's how you want to do it. We'll do it that way. Okay? So, you know, society is to blame. Let me rephrase this. Society is to blame for people not wanting to change themselves because they're comfortable with who they are.
What I'm saying is you can't I'm saying the opposite. You can't blame society for your unhealthiness. It's your decision. That's what I'm saying. You can't.
So if it's
your
decision to be comfortable in who you are, why is it that you should be penalized for being comfortable with who you are?
No one's saying that you have to be penalized. What I'm saying is that you can't, again, I'm going to repeat this again. You can't be unhealthy, right, and be mad at me. Okay, let me rephrase this. You can't be unhealthy and then be mad at society because no one wants to deal with you because you're unhealthy. You can't blame society. That's not a worldly thing. That's you. You chose to be unhealthy, but then you want other people to bow down to you because you're of a different size, shape, race, whatever the case may be. At the end of the day, you're still unhealthy. You can't get mad at the outside world because, oh, everybody's looking at you funny. No one wants to talk to you. You can't find a man. You're unhealthy. That's something that you have to deal with. It's not me. I can't change anything about you, just like you can't change anything about me. So you can't get upset with me because I decide that I'm not about to deal with you and your unhealthiness, because that's your responsibility. That's what you chose to do. I don't want to deal with it, so you can't get mad at anyone else because they're not upset. They're not accepting your unhealthiness.
I get what you're saying. So let's flip the script for a second. If they choose to be unhealthy, why are you mad at the fact that they choose to be unhealthy?
I'm not mad. All I'm saying is you can't make me the bad guy because that's clearly your decision.
But you're sounding like a bad guy yourself, because at this point in time, it sounds like you're condemning the people who choose not to be healthy.
No, I'm not condemning them. I'm saying that you can't.
That's
you
what
can't
it sounds like. I'm
me.
Not saying that you are.
You can't.
I'm saying that's what it sounds like.
For your decisions is what I'm saying. So if you're out
and
in
you
the
can't
public,
fault them for being unhealthy. If that's what
if
they want to do, that's what they want to do.
It is their fault. What do you mean? Because you can't. You made that decision. You got up that day. You got up in the morning and you said, rather than, you know, rationing out my breakfast and I'm going to have X, Y, and Z, you went to the other end of the spectrum. You ate everything across the board. That was your decision, not mine. So you can't get upset with me because as I'm out and I get X, Y, and Z, you can't be like, oh, you trying to be funny or like really you just going, like you can't do that. And I see that all the time. Like you can't get mad at my decision just like I can't get mad at yours. But I'm not gonna bend over backwards for you. Like that's your decision. You run with it. But you can't go outside and be like, it's your fault that I am the way I am. No, it's your fault you are the way you are. It's just like it goes hand in hand. You go to the grocery store. You have the ultimate power over what you buy. Nobody in the grocery store is making you buy anything. You can get a cart full of bullshit or you can get a cart full of good shit. That choice is up to you. But don't get mad at me because my cart is different than yours.
All right. Well, we can agree to disagree in that anybody who decides to make their own choices in life, if you decide that you want to eat a cheeseburger today versus salad, then be happy, eat your cheeseburger and go on about your day. Because we can't make people not be unhealthy. As long as it's fast food and they're selling cheeseburgers, hamburgers, and fried food, it doesn't matter. But we choose to be who we are. And like I said before, I learned not to police other people. You're going to eat what you want to eat. You're going to do what you want to do. You're going to feed your kid what you want to feed your kid. I didn't birth you, and you ain't birth my kid. So that's where I'm at with it. And as a curvy chick, only thing that I have is a food allergy. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have sugar diabetes. I don't have any of that. I am perfectly fine. And
I've always been curvy. So, you know, some people got big butts and big breasts and no real stomach. Like, I mean, so this is a curvy girl looking from the outside because I take care of myself. So, and there may have been things in life that caused them not to be able to take care of themselves. Maybe they got comfortable. Maybe they went through a depression. Maybe fast foods and everything are comfort foods for them. And the reason why they get upset is because it's a defense. Most people do that. When you start telling them the truth about something, they get upset. So that was that topic. It was very interesting to say. The next one is, does it really matter if you put a title to your relationship versus, you know, having that title? So do we need to say that we are boyfriend and girlfriend for the rest of the world? What are your thoughts? Hello.
Well, I think that there should be, at some point, you need to have that talk. You need to have that talk in just a, so nobody's looking like a fool. Because I think at the end of the day, nobody wants to be in a relationship and the other person is not in the same relationship. Unless you're psycho and that's your thing, that's a whole other story. But at the end of the day, nobody wants to look like a fool. So if we just kicking it and we're just kicking it, then that's what it is. But if I think that, you know, this is a relationship and you don't think it's a relationship, there's a problem.
Okay, well, in certain situations, not everything needs to be discussed. If we already have this understanding that this is the situation, you know, then this is what we take it at. There's no need to go further into something, you know. If we have this agreement, then this is what we make our agreement on. When things change, that's when it needs to be addressed. But if nothing changes, you know, and everything is all right and nobody has any issues, then what are we discussing other than what we're doing tonight? Because a lot of the times, and no matter what people say, titles change everything. Titles create a sense of entitlement. So, therefore, things are going to change in some way, shape, or form when you have a title versus when you don't have a title. When people are sure of things, then they become more confident and cocky in certain aspects. So it's no longer just, oh, well, hey, I don't know what we are, so now I know what we are, so now this is what things should be, versus it being, hey, I know what we are, let's take it day at a time and see how things go. Everybody has an agenda, that's all well, fine and good, but when you're trying to impose your agenda on someone else who may have a different agenda in general, that becomes the issue. So a lot of times people who have relationships with titles end up falling out or not being in a good relationship because their agendas didn't match up. Whereas some people who don't have relationship titles or any kind of title at all end up being in a good fucking position and just happy. It's just my opinion on it.
And for me, I think that it definitely, you know, the conversation is to be had. If we have the conversation and we determine that, okay, but we don't really have to. For me, I get it what you're saying, Thomas. Like, titles do change things because some people lose their mind. Like, once you say, I'm the girlfriend, they think they have this newfound power to act simple. And the reason why I say this is because I sit back and I watch it all the time. While we were just kind of kicking it and doing all the things that we're doing now without the title necessarily, but I think it was more of a understood thing, like I'm not messing with anybody else and you're not messing with anybody else, and we're just going to kind of do this thing and we're going to go out and we're going to date and we're going to do all of this other stuff. But once they said, you're my girlfriend, the bitch lost it. I'm sorry to call her a bitch, but that's what happened. She lost all of her marbles. And so I'm comfortable without you saying, hey, we're boyfriend and girlfriend, let's just do this. Like, we know this is what we're going to be doing. And then one day you decide that, you know, we've been dating for a while and your people know my people and we good. Like, you done been introduced to my mama. I know your mama. And everybody's like, oh, well, they're in a relationship. But it's not for everybody else to determine, like, what type of relationship. You're not to tell me that you're my boyfriend or girlfriend or my fiance. It doesn't change until you say, I do. You're my husband. I'm your wife. I think that's the only title that means anything to me. Because, real honestly, girlfriends and boyfriends can be done away with. I mean, and even if you want to boil it down to even the lowest level of relationship type situations, booty calls, they're a relationship in its own self, but we just don't call it anything but a booty call.
That's all.
So,
and people fail to realize that all the time.
So, and it's, I mean, as long as you have that understanding inside of yourselves, then it shouldn't matter what anybody else has to say about it. Because at the end of the day, you're the only two people in the situation. It's like nobody will ever know on Facebook if I get in a relationship. You won't know it. Instagram won't know it. You only know it if I told you. And that's just how I work.
That's the way it should be.
I've seen so many situations happen via Facebook where people just put so much out there. Like, I literally watched one of my friends go from being in a relationship to engaged to married in 6 months. Literally watched it. And I'm like, well, God, is there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, oh, wow, that's just a lot in 6 months. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm literally down to 6 months.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then there was
social
a post that I saw.
Social media has a way of changing.
One day. Mm-hmm.
Like, they have a way of changing everything a person does, you know, whereas it was at one point in time, your relationship was you and that person and whoever you surrounded yourself with. Now it's open to, you know, people you know, people you don't know, people you were cool with in school, but, you know, you fell off, you know, it's too many different fucking variables to having your relationship being put out there on social media. I personally don't prefer it. Not at all.
And I had someone ask before. It was in a group that I was in, and they said, are you single, or social media single? And I said, real life single, period. It doesn't matter whether it's social media single, because some people are social media single. So, like, I ain't got nobody, but you laying up with your girlfriend every night. Those type of people I don't like, but anywho. But that's what it is. And so, to say, like, hey, I know myself, I didn't say it. You would never know it. Never knew it. My life will tell you that I'm single and don't nobody want me. If you looked at my social media, I'm single as shit and don't nobody want me. Not the one. But in my real life, seriously, because that portion of my life is not for social media, why does social media need to know? Sometimes I even feel like, why do my friends need to know? Why should I have to explain this dude that I'm seeing to anybody? As long as I'm happy, right?
That's all that matters.
That is what that situation is, right? That, you know, it's the choice between me. I mean, I'm not saying that people don't need it. It's just for me. I can only speak for me. Some people need to know that they are the boyfriend and they need to find a girlfriend. I just don't want you pulling out your bag crazy on me when you decide that you just want to be, when you ain't even, you know, you just was my boyfriend for 2 seconds and now you all of a sudden crazy as hell. No. Because you was waiting for me to say, you my boyfriend. Oh, I can bring out the crazy. Yeah. Mm-mm. No.
That's how people are, though. That's just crazy.
Yeah. Oh, I said, and I've watched it. I said, and I've watched it with one of my friend's relationships. I said, the moment you make that thing your girlfriend, she's going to show all her crazy. And lo and behold, she ain't crazy than a goddamn beer food. She needs,
you know,
she clean.
You know what I realize? I realize some people are actually, they give you them signs. They give you them signs early on in your situations, you know, whether you're just talking to them, you know, or whatever the case may be. Because, like, I had an ex, like, my ex-girlfriend, like, she was real cool, real chill, et cetera, before we started dating. Then once we started dating, you know, oh, now you can't talk to this person, you can't talk to that person, you know, once she got the title, you know, she just lost her ever last of mine. But, you know, I learned my lesson. I observe certain things when we're talking versus, you know, waiting until a relationship to find out certain things. That's what a lot of people don't do nowadays.
I agree. My friend was told you can't talk to her no more. You can't be friends with her no more. The fuck, bitch? Jump off a bridge. That's how I feel. And you just, you can't go into a situation making demands. Like, especially you know, like, especially when you have friends, it's like, okay, you know that they friends. How are you to tell somebody that they can't be friends with them anymore and you go into the situation knowing that they're friends? Where they do that at?
Some people have a complex in their relationships where they feel as though they're more important.
Important. Not that cute. I'm just joking.
You got to make it known sometimes, man, because, you know, some of these people, they really will be like, oh, okay, well, you know, hey, you know, we in this relationship now, and even though I know that you were friends with them beforehand, you should stop talking to them because you're with me now. And what makes you so special that I have to stop talking to them because they were here before you, they'll be here after you. They'll be here while we're together. So you just might as well get over it.
Exactly. Yeah, build a bridge, get over it. And if you decide that you can't, the bridge is not good enough, then, bitch, burn it down and jump in on the fire. I don't care what you do with your life. Like, and literally, I live that. Because chick don't like me. Why she don't like me? I ain't never been nothing but nice to her. But she don't like me. Can't stand me, honey. Don't. And Taylor knows what I'm talking about.
Well, see, here's the thing. Like, she's Looney Tune anyway, so you can't really gauge
She's
a basket case.
But you know, the moment she changed is when she got that title. When that person was finally like, "Oh, that's my girlfriend," you saw the light switch turn on. And I was like, "What?" But yeah, don't like men. They trying to compete with me. Why do you compete with me? I'm not even on the same lane as you. I'm not even playing that same game. You might want to compete with your mother hoe. So, but that's what life is. Some women just like, they got that switch, honey. And once that switch turn on, you can't turn off that crazy. And it's all because they got that girlfriend title and they think, and I'm using quotation marks, capital letters, everything, think that they're going to be the wife. And I hate to tell you, but no. Okay, it is what it is. Because I have had that conversation. But anyway, as I continue to drink my peach Bellini this evening, we're only going to 12 o'clock. So we're going to move into this other topic that Taylor gave us this evening. The sex sale, and why do we need it to sell things? I think that's what it is. Wait a minute. And then, do we need sex to sell everything? That was the question. Not everything. Some things, not everything. And this is just from a personal experience. When I first started out writing, let me tell you this. I didn't write about sex. You couldn't get me to write a poem about sex. You couldn't get me to do nothing. Because I felt like I didn't need it. And then I kind of ventured into it one day, and I was like, okay, I'm pretty good at it. But I still don't, like, even in my book, there's no sex. Like, there's not a whole lot of sex. Like, you know how some books are just cover to cover orgy. You know? But those, and obviously those people sell books because we are a horny toad society. But I don't think we needed to sell everything. I don't think so. What do you guys think?
No, I don't think it's needed for everything. I think we have over glamorized sex with a lot of things. Like, even commercials now, it's just like, really, like, it's so overly sexy. It's just like, you can't be serious. Like, what was it? It's a burger place. I can't think of the name. It's just like, the whole commercial is like nothing. It's like a chick eating a burger, but it's like, I guess she's supposed to be sexy while eating a burger. It's like, it's a burger, though. And you see it, all the time. It's not even just commercials. It's like everyday life. Like, we got in Jersey, we got maybe 3 days of like really warm weather, and it was just like everybody lost their mind. Like, I mean, titties was out, ass was out. It's like, it's not even that kind of weather yet. Yes, it was warm, but it was warm at like 2:30 in the afternoon. 4 o'clock, it was freezing. Like, it's not that kind of weather for you to be outside with shorts on and like tank tops with no bras. Like, it's not warm enough for that yet. It's just as everyday life. It's just like it's sex everywhere, and I think at some point it's unnecessary. It really is. It's like, I mean, especially like social media. Social media has just, these internet models, these Instagram models, these Facebook models, it's like I deleted maybe 95 people the other day.
Because I've seen every kind of ass there was on my timeline. It was just like, really? And it was like, what, 8, 9 in the morning? And it's like, that's really? Really? That's all we, that's just it? Okay. Delete. Like, that's all it is. Like, that's all it's about now. Social media has become, I'm gonna sit my ass on this sink and take a selfie, and I'm just going to take pictures of my waist and my titties and my ass, and then it's just for attention, and all the guys are going to like it, and it's going to make me feel good, and they're going to repost it, so now everybody's seeing it. Like, if you go look at people's pages, like, that's all that's up there. Like, really? You don't do nothing else in your life but look at models all day. You don't see nothing else but big-ass women all day. Like, that's all you see? You don't see nothing else. You don't see sunrises, sunsets, different places, nothing. You just see titties and ass all day.
Maybe that's what I'm looking at all day. I don't know. Girl. Maybe they just want to see titties and ass. They don't even care that the sun came up today. Maybe the ass is the sun or the moon.
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting to the point in my life where I think that there's more than just that in the world. Like, there are different places in the world that I want to see rather than just looking at some miscellaneous girl that just became an Instagram model today, so she's plastered all over her bathroom sink.
Well, welcome to my world. I reached that point about 4 years ago, and yes, you got an ass, but you ain't going to see it on my Instagram. But, you know, and I kind of noticed that you have been putting up a lot of places like Bali and Indonesia, you know, and Dubai and stuff like that. I noticed it. I just didn't say nothing. I was like, this girl's trying to travel. She ready to see this good stuff that's out here in this world.
You know, it's like that's, and then it's like that's all you see is relationship goals. This is how my timeline was going. Relationship goals, ratchet shit. Some type of video that was sort of kind of funny. Titties ass, titties ass, titties ass, titties ass, titties ass, titties ass. Food, titties ass, and some ratchet shit and some meme about relationship goals. But everybody know that you a slut bucket to begin with, so you're not really trying to be in a relationship. And that was just my whole timeline.
You just need to change your followers. Let's get you some new people.
I did. I deleted like 95 people. It's just like I'm over it already. Like, okay, like this was funny in the beginning, but now it's old. Like, be creative. Think of something else. Instead of saying that you want a relationship like Beyonce and Jay-Z, how about you and your comb get a relationship?
Oh, God, Jesus, fix it.
All I'm saying,
you and your exes get a relationship.
Yeah, exactly. How about you and maybe a book or two? How about y'all three have a menagerie a trois? You and two books. How about that? Instead of talking about you want to be like Jay-Z and Beyonce. How about you do that? Or better yet, some of these people that's taking these selfies, how about you, a mop and a dustpan and a broom get together and y'all just make all types of fun. Do that. So I'm
I'm glad my stuff don't make people feel like it. I inspire. I'm funny, and I inspire people, and I like shoes.
Sidebar. sidebar for a second. So, listen, I didn't appreciate you being late on Tuesday with Shoe Tuesday. I didn't appreciate that. I was very upset by that because I had a certain time frame that I sat down and looked at it, and it wasn't there. And I don't appreciate that. So next week, I need for you to be on your A game. Thank you.
So I was running errands because someone's birthday is coming up, and I had to go buy their gift. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you don't get no pass. I don't care if it's somebody's birthday. I don't care. You don't get no pass. Shoe Tuesday is at a certain time, and it needs to be
Tuesday and drive at the same time.
Well, guess what? You should have did. Here's the thing. You should have did that first. You should have did all that already.
Did what?
Shoe Tuesday happens at a certain time.
I was shopping. I was trying to get home by a certain time, but it just didn't work that way. I'm sorry. Jesus.
You know what?
Next week, I ain't
going to
do one. I ain't going to do it.
All right.
How about that?
No, don't do it. Don't be like that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't be like that.
I did sit down and I was like, I don't even really feel like doing this. I sat down and I was like, I
thought
I
you were going to create a ruckus. You sure.
I didn't know that. That's what I only did. I only did a few. Like, I didn't even do a whole lot. You know, normally I hit you a good 30. I only did about 17.
That's okay. It was enough. But
I didn't have no nap. You got to take it to a lot of consideration. A lot of factors that happened. I didn't get no nap that day. I was out running errands all day long.
Well, look, all I'm saying is Shoe Tuesday happens at a certain time. Next week, I expect it at a certain time.
Well, let me tell you what they, let me tell you. You can expect anything. You can expect it. You expect to get a check in the mail. It ain't can be it. But who is that person like in there? I don't know who you are, sir.
Honey.
But, you know, it'll be fine. Now, let me tell you, if I go on vacation, when I'm on vacation, I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything. Just know, vacation is coming soon. But, something else I had wrote down in my notebook. Wait a minute. I got to find my notebook. I got to find what I had wrote down. Because I think my memory is getting the best of me these days. Because I don't be remembering stuff, so I have to write it down now. Well, Jesus, I guess you don't want me to find it. Okay, so listen. So since I couldn't discuss this on Wednesday, I'm going to discuss it today. And I hope Christy, if she did it, I don't think she did. Maybe she'll go back and listen to the archive. But, so let's talk about crushes.
Really? That really? Really?
Talk about what?
Okay, so listen, right?
No. Don't tell the story. I just want to know how y'all feel about crushes. I'm still going to get a good laugh. Crush. Like having a crush on somebody.
Oh, crush. Okay.
Yeah, I don't want crushes and I got an accent. Huh?
It's all right. I just wasn't catching right then and there.
Yeah, I know I got an accent. I know I got one. I picked up fast. But yeah, let's talk about it. So, Thomas, would you like for a lady to tell you that she got a crush on you?
Yes. It makes everything a lot easier. So much more fucking
easier. Just, so how would you like her to express that crush? Just outright tell you, make a video about it, send you a love letter, text message. How would you like her to tell you?
It depends on how I know her. If I know her, you know, your social media, you know, it's like, okay, I'll accept a nice little inbox or something. There'll be nothing crazy like post this 4-page letter on my profile, on my wall, because now I'm going to look at you like you're crazy. But, you know, if I know you, you know, if I know you, you're from the neighborhood or something like that, you know, you can come up and come talk to me. Ain't nobody worried about nothing. It's all that other shit that makes me kind of weary of people. I don't like people that much anyway. So, you know, for social as I may seem, I don't like fucking people at all. So for me to take an interest in you, that means you have something about you. But, you know, if you like me, let me know. So that way, you know, in some way, shape, or form, somebody I know something. Because more than likely, I'm a guy. Like, for as smart as I may be, you know, for as good as I may be with certain types of women, I'm still a guy. So I don't do well with, you know, hints. Like, I can read body language. Body language I can read in some cases. But that's only if I know you. But if I don't know you, you better off just saying whatever the fuck it is you want to say and going about your business. Now, at the end of the day, if I don't know you, I can't read you.
I see. Well, I'm going to say this. Don't send me no video. I think it's creepy. You can tell me. You can tell me. You can tell me if you got a crush on me. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. Depending on who it is. Because, like, I had somebody tell me they had a crush on me. And I kind of had a crush on them, too. So it worked out fine. Yeah, it worked out fine. But I've seen some go really far left. Far left that Jesus said. I couldn't laugh at it no more. That's what he said. Because I made him a promise that I would not laugh anymore. Now, Taylor didn't make the same promise, but I made the promise to not to laugh.
That thing was a mess. It was, it was hilarious. I couldn't even, it took me all of 45 minutes to watch this mess. I've never seen a video that was pure comedy. I mean, right, everything from the beginning to the end to the like the waving of the cigarette and talking about the dreams. It was just hilarious. I mean, I get him, like he wanted to get that off his chest. Like he had a crush. Like that was his, like he liked her. The problem is that one, you made a 12-minute video about why you liked her, and you put it on Facebook, but you didn't directly tell her that you liked her. And another thing is, you're an older guy. Like, you may be a year away from being grandpa status. You're too old for that. Like you got maybe about another couple years left. Like, it's putting this video on Facebook about a crush was not the best thing to do.
Not gonna laugh.
However, it entertained me.
Not gonna laugh.
It entertained me.
Thoroughly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was entertaining. I love the idea of putting your feelings out there in a big, grand way. But, no. Mm-mm. It was funny. And it was it was hilarious. Best video I've seen all week. I think I'm going to watch it again after we get off the show.
I'm going to watch it again. I'm not going to laugh. No, I'm not going to watch it again. Because then I'm going to have that same reaction all over again, and I'm going to laugh, and I won't laugh at my friend. I won't laugh. I love them a lot. But that shit was funny. Like, literally, I was in tears for, like, 3 days. Literally.
Every time I thought about it, I started laughing to myself. Good thing I work from home and nobody's in here with me. Because they would have been like, why is she laughing? Nothing is going on. Why is she laughing? But, yeah, I did. I laughed. I laughed from a deep place. Not even from the bottom of my belly. I think the bottom of my feet had some laughter as well. Like, you ever laugh so hard that all your insides start hurting?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what that laugh was. It gave me life. My head was hurting. My face was hurting. That's why I don't even look my age. I laugh so damn much. I ain't going to have no type of wrinkle line. Skin just going to be awesome because I laugh so much at that. I ain't got to laugh no more. But I think that it's healthy to tell. I think it's good that people can get it out there. Because you never know, you could be missing out on your blessing if you don't tell them. You know? That's how I feel. I'm glad that my crush told me. I'm glad. Because we have an awesome little friendship and situation. He makes me laugh. He's kind of funny. Oh, yeah. Okay. Also, we got like 7 minutes left. Taylor, would you? Okay, so this is a challenge. Let's see if you can do it. It's not anything like.
Nope.
You don't know what I'm about to say.
Well, I got to wait. Do I have to give up something?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. What is it then?
Conversation between me and my friend the other day that women don't approach men often enough. Sometimes men want to be approached. I challenge you, the next time that you see a man that you find attractive, walk up to him, introduce yourself to him, you know, do what, you know, guys do. Not like, you know, just say, hey, how you doing? My name is whatever. I would like to really pick you out sometime. Do that and see what his response is. And if he accepts, go on the date. You can be prepared to pay for it, but if he offers to pay for it, that's still fine as well, but you still be prepared to take him on the date. And then come back and report and tell him how it was. Whether it was a nice date or a date from hell.
I can do that.
You thought it was about to be something bad, didn't you? You really?
I thought I was about to have to give up something. Because you and your challenges,
I pose that to any woman. You know, like, I want to see how this works. Because I was told that women don't do it. I know women who do, but I want to see if other women would do it. So, yeah, just try it out and see. And just report back. You ain't got to do it tomorrow, but just, you know, do it whenever and just let me know. Because I want to be right. I don't really want to be wrong. Because as of right now, so many women have said, no, I never let you do that. I'm losing.
All right. I can do that.
Okay. Awesome. Thomas, if you know some women, encourage them to do that too.
Please, I've been encouraging them to do that.
Huh?
So I've been encouraging women to do that. They still choose not to do it.
And see, that's what he was saying. He was saying that it's a choice that these women don't do this.
It is a choice because at the end of the day, all right, like you have to look at it this way. Nobody likes rejection. But, you know, men have their own ways of dealing with rejection the same way women do. But it's like, all right, hey, you know, men have to be more of the hunters in the situation because you know, if you don't hunt, you don't eat. And that's just what it is. But whereas if, you know, and this is just from a guy's perspective, you know, women don't necessarily have to go out and do anything to get hit on. They don't have to do anything to find a mate, to find a mate at any given point in time. So, I mean, you know, it's a bigger difference. It's just that with women, they don't necessarily like the potential suitors that come to them in all situations. That's all.
Okay, we'll continue to encourage them, please. Because, you know, I do have that slight fear of rejection. Just a slight one, it's not, you know, not really big. But yeah, I haven't done that. But I encourage others. Because the thing was, the guy was saying he wanted me to do that. And I was like, well, what if I did do that? What if I did go out, I introduce myself to a guy, I take him out to dinner, and now he sees all of this wonderfulness about me. Now I've kind of pulled him in. What are you going to do about it? Because aren't you kind of like trying to date me? Like, how would you feel? And they were like, oh, no, then you don't do it then. I'm just wanting to understand. Because I can now. I don't flat in trying to get a date. So, you know, but I just choose not to sometimes. Oh, yeah, that's why I wanted to see how that was going to work out. They didn't look at my calendar, wasn't it? Wait. Okay. Oh, yeah. So, Paley, I'm glad that you're in it on this one.
Yeah, this is the only challenge I will do.
If I have another one, you will do that one, too.
No, I'm not going to do that one. Mm-mm.
No, I'm not talking about, I know you're not going to do the one, the last one. But if I come up with another one that doesn't require you to give up anything, then you will do it. Maybe we can do a 30-day fast where we'll have no meat and it's all vegetables.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Where do you come up with this shit? Stop it. No,
see, that's what I'm saying.
Your
see, that's what I'm
nobody
saying. She was coming up with some
just
bullshit to
it.
Do.
Like, listen, you're worse than a drunk person trying to figure out what they want to do for the rest of the night. Just
damn.
Jill, do you want to go outside? You want to go outside? No, I don't want to go outside. Come on, let's go outside.
Oh, God. That's so funny.
Y'all have a good night. I'm out of here. You doing this shit. Y'all have a good night. Talk
bye.
To y'all next week. Fucking hell with y'all.
Bye. Bye, Thomas. I ain't got nothing for the world. I ain't got nothing.
Giving up no damn meat for no 30 days. What is wrong with you?
I've done that before.
Well, that's great for you. Me, on the other hand, I like my chicken and my beef and my pork. I'm sorry. So, no, I'm not about to do that.
That's fun. Okay. All right. You ain't got to. Maybe we should suggest Gione.
No, I don't like your suggestion. No.
I've been watching too much Different World this week.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. I'm putting it in a suggestion box.
Mm-mm.
But yeah. Okay. Well, it's 12 o'clock.
This has been a different show. But we made it through. Tomorrow is a busy day for me because I'm all over the place and I have hair appointments in the morning. So, Taylor, have a good night.
All right, good night.
Good night. Good night, everyone, and thank you so much for joining. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend.